Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, November 7th. We're reading from Galatians chapter 5, which talks about life in the Spirit in the Living Bible. I advise you to obey only the Holy Spirit's instruction. He will tell you where to go and what to do, and then you won't always be doing the wrong things your evil nature wants you to. For we naturally love to do evil things that are just the opposite from the things that the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And the good things we want to do when the Spirit has His way with us are just the opposite of our natural desires. These two forces within us are constantly fighting each other to win control over us, and our wishes are never free from their pressures. When you are guided by the Holy Spirit, you need no longer force yourself to obey Jewish laws. But when you follow your own wrong inclinations, your lives will produce these evil results: impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, spiritism, that is, encouraging the activity of demons, hatred and fighting, jealousy and anger, constant effort to get the best for yourself, complaints and criticisms, the feeling that everyone else is wrong except those in your own little group, and there will be wrong doctrine, evil, murder, drunkenness, wild parties, and all of that sort of thing. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And here, there is no conflict with Jewish laws. Those who belong to Christ have nailed their natural evil desires to the cross and crucified them there. If we are living now by the Holy Spirit's power, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Then we won't need to look for honors and popularity, which lead to jealousy and hard feelings. Thanks so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. In this passage, we are reminded of some of what the Spirit does for us as we live and walk in step with the Spirit. This passage reminds us that the Holy Spirit sometimes tells us where to go and what to do. But most of all, the Spirit instructs us on who to be wherever we are. We are to be a people who emulate Christ, who is perfectly fruitful in all of His relationships and ways, showing forth the fruit of the Spirit, which begins with love, which has been a theme throughout these last passages that we have read, and joy and peace and patience and so forth. Verse 25 also reminds us that the Holy Spirit gives us power and leading in every area of our lives. And so as we think about prayer, we definitely want to pray for the Lord's leading in our life and the Lord's leading in the lives of those whom we love. Let's move now into a time of prayer. First, I want to pray over Miss Sharon Howard. Her birthday is tomorrow, but tomorrow is Friday, so we have a Friday guest. So we want to be thanking the Lord for Miss Sharon Howard and for the many ways that she has invested her life in Mountain Brook Baptist as our children's minister, as the director of outreach, and all the different roles she has played over her long tenure here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. Sharon, we're so grateful for you. And then we also want to continue praying through the names of our fellow congregants here at Mountain Brook Baptist. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank You for Your Spirit that continues to draw us closer to You. We ask, Lord, that your spirit would guide and protect our loved ones, especially those who do not know you. We ask that you would draw them in by helping them to understand the words and the work of Jesus. We want to say thank you for the life and ministry of Miss Sharon Howard and ask, Lord, that you would bless her with a wonderful birthday. And we call out to you the names of those in our fellowship. Cale, Calhoun, Calvert, Kapusick, Carter, Carr, Carol, Carter, Carton, Casey, Chandler, Chapman, Cheatham, Chastang, Clark, Cleeg, Clifton, Clore, Coker, Coleman, Collinsworth, Comfer, Compton, and Cook. We ask, dear Lord, that you would watch over your children as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up when they fall. And in their hearts may the peace that passes all understanding abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.